I think what is certain is that Zimbabweans in the diaspora have come to a point where investment in Zimbabwe doesn't look like a good idea. The political situation, the demonstrations and so forth have not helped that outlook at all. And as a result, any Zimbabwean has come to a point that basically we are going to help maintain our families in the country as much as we can with the basic amenities, but there isn't any long-term investment. And I think that a big chunk of the 15% that's now missing comes out of monies that were being sent home as investments in houses, in buildings, and so forth. And I think that Zimbabweans in diaspora, seeing no outlook in the economics and in the politics of the country, are reducing much of that investment. I know a couple of people who've sold their plots in the country because to actually deposit or get a mortgage in Britain, which tells us clearly that people have lost hope and are now trying, in fact, to recover any investment they made in the country beforehand.